From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. If you find yourself in a drugstore today, browsing the aisle that includes pregnancy tests and ovulation predictor kits, you might find a brand new item. It's called Fertel, and it's a his and hers home fertility test. For about $100, you can now get, without a prescription, a kit that measures a key hormone in women and tests sperm activity in men. Dr. Harry Fish directs the Male Reproductive Center at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center. He joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here.
So how does the test work?
It works by testing a woman's FSH level,
which is a
follicle-stimulating hormone. It's a long word, isn't it? But what it really means is it's a way of determining what the fertility potential of a woman is, and also it also measures the sperm movement, the motility, which is kind of unique. First time that there's a test out there that evaluates the man and the woman.
And do you have any sense of how accurate it is?
No, I don't know. It just came on the market. I don't work for the company, and so I never had access to the products because it was only tested and just approved just recently.
Well, let me ask you this: even if it were extraordinarily accurate at that moment in time, are these things it's testing for, FSH level in women and sperm motility in men, cyclical? I mean, does it matter if you've just had sex or you're wearing really tight underwear?
Well, all things matter. But you are absolutely right. I mean, this is just a moment in time, and things can change, and the accuracy of it depends on the person understanding how to use the test at the right time. So there are a lot of problems associated with it. However, I'm certainly happy that finally there's a test out there, and it's the first test, and I'm sure we're going to see more tests in the future.
Are these good places to start? Is a lot of infertility explained by FSH levels or sperm motility level?
Yes, yes, and yes. Women are waiting longer to have children, so couples need to know that the longer they wait, the harder it is to get pregnant. Seems very simple, but now we have a test that actually can detect and a woman can actually follow her fertility potential as she gets older. Very important. The other thing is what I tell couples is that infertility is not just a woman's problem. Sounds simple enough, but the man can be responsible for infertility up to 50% of cases. You know, a lot of times couples go for in vitro fertilization, all these sophisticated, expensive, high-tech ways to have a baby, when in reality, all they got to do is just treat the underlying problem with the man. And a lot of times those underlying problems are very simple and simply treated, and boom, pregnancy can occur without these sophisticated tests or treatments.
Is there a risk that this is a little much too much information, that couples who are starting to try to start a family take this test and end up going to see a specialist based on this information when they actually probably would have done just fine?
Too much knowledge is not good. I think the reality is we know so much about contraception in this country. We know how not to have a child. I think it's time that we turn things around and learn how to have a child appropriately, the easiest way, so that people can avoid the expensive treatments and the expensive procedures that occur. So as far as I'm concerned, the more we know about how to have a baby, at least we need to know as much about how to have a baby as how not to have a baby, I think we'll do just fine.
Do you think there is a risk of putting doctors like you out of business, or will there always be a level of doubt in a home test that needs to be confirmed by a doctor?
Oh, this is just a very minimal test. I mean, this is just one little slice of the test that we do in our office. However, I think the future may see a better way of analyzing these things, but we're not there just yet, so I'm not in any fear of going out of business just yet.
Dr. Harry Fish, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Harry Fish directs the Male Reproductive Center at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center. He joined us from New York.